getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hello, my name is Mike Ford, and I'm the pastor at Life Community Church in Kirkland. We exist to reach people with the message of God's love, a church where everyone is valued and welcome, to help people grow and be transformed into the likeness of Jesus, a church where everyone is changed, and to make an impact in our community and world by loving and serving others, a church where everyone is making a difference. If you're looking for a church, you are welcome to join us for worship any Sunday at 10 a.m. You can find out more, if you like, about Life Community Church by visiting our website at www.lifekirkland.org. Now, I am honored and excited to be sharing with you today the pastor's perspective. Now, today I want to look at the first three verses of Hebrews chapter 12, but to set this up, we need the backdrop of Hebrews 11. Now, Hebrews 11 is a list of the hall of faith, our heroes of faith, a list of both men and women who courageously lived their lives of faith in God with trust and obedience to Him. People like Noah and Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Joseph, Moses' parents and Moses himself, Gideon, David, even a prostitute named Rahab, just to mention some. This is the backdrop as we come to our passage today. Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 3, says this: "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, that you will not grow weary and lose heart." Now, here are some thoughts about today's scripture. Now, Paul uses the idea of a race to make a point. Not just any race, but a distance race, a marathon. And here's four ways that we are to run this race. First is this: race inspired. Right? It says, Paul said, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses." Now, you are surrounded by a great cloud of people who have done it before us. Let that inspire you. Don't cheapen what our heroes have fought for, how they lived the life of faith before us. Don't just stand around, but get in the race. Let their faith and the way that they lived inspire your life. Our heroes of faith were just like you and I, nothing special except a God who took their faith and did something great through them. We are to run the race of faith like they did, always trusting, never giving up, no matter what the obstacles or hardships or cost. So be inspired and race inspired. Two, race freely. Right, Paul again goes on and says, "Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles." We all know that in any race, whether it is a sprint or a marathon, you want to race with as little weight and drag as possible. So it says to throw off everything that hinders. What are things that hinder or get in the way of our faith? What are the things that get in the way or hinder our relationship with Jesus? Here are a few ideas. How about distractions? Maybe like Facebook or social media. Maybe it's politics that all get a distraction in the way of our life and our faith. How about the pace of our life, being too busy? Or maybe getting caught up in religion or legalism, being judgmental and pointing fingers? Or how about worry? All of these can be hindrances to our life of faith and relationship with Jesus. But then there's sin, an even bigger hindrance. When we allow sin in our lives, it makes it quite easy for Satan to keep us from running the race. Christians should put away any sin that might entangle, impede, or trip us up. Sins such as greed or pride or arrogance, lust, gossip, dishonesty, and stealing can cause believers to get off course and can trip up or entangle others in the process. So throw off anything you don't need, anything that keeps you or weighs you down as you run the race freely, the life of faith. Three, race focused. In fixing our eyes on Jesus, it says, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. Keep your eyes on the prize. Where your eyes go will be the direction that you go. And Jesus is the ultimate example of the life of faith, our ultimate hero of faith. Study Jesus' life, read the Gospels, follow his example, know and be in relationship with him. And then finally, four, race to the finish. Paul said, consider him who endured such opposition from sinners so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. When we get weary in the race, when our faith runs out, when it seems we will never get out of the mess that we are in, and we are sure our faith cannot hold on any longer, we should remember this verse. We will never have to endure as much as Jesus endured. So when we start to get a little weary and lose heart, it's good to consider what Jesus did, what he went through to finish the race. Paul, in his second letter to Timothy, chapter 4, verses 6 through 8, put it this way. He said, the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. At the end of his life, the Apostle Paul said, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. And as we run the race that God has laid out before us, let us race inspired, freely, focused, with our eyes fixed on Jesus, all the way to the finish, so that we too may courageously be able to say, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith.
You've been listening to Pastor Mike Ford of Life Community Church in Kirkland. For more details about the church, visit them online at lifekirkland.org.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.